I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The news from the Vatican has glowed lately. Mother Teresa beatified. John Paul II celebrating 25 years as Pope. A recent BBC TV documentary raises a more difficult issue for the Church. It says the Vatican is moving beyond longstanding moral anti-birth control objections to condoms and is now attacking them on quasi-scientific grounds. The documentary is called Sex and the Holy City, with reporter Steve Bradshaw, who spoke earlier with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
We were surprised to find the Catholic Church arguing that the latex from which condoms are made is permeable to the HIV virus, and we found no scientific consensus that would support that whatsoever.
As far as the scientific case, is that official Church position or just rogue elements, as it were, within the Church saying that?
Well, we found that it was the official position. We went to the Vatican and spoke to the Pontifical Council for the Family, Cardinal Trujillo from Colombia, and he said, as you can hear, that he supported this view and felt there could be no scientific debate about it.
Is it the position of the Vatican that the virus, the HIV virus, can pass through the condom?
Yes, yes, because this is something which the scientific community accepts. You cannot talk about safe sex. One should speak of a human value and about fidelity.
But I have spoken to the World Health Organization, and they say it is simply not true that the HIV virus can pass through latex from which condoms are made.
Well, they are wrong about that. No dialogue is possible at that level, scientifically speaking, because this is an easily recognizable fact.
What evidence did you get that the Church's notion about condoms not working scientifically was embraced by the lay public?
We found in Kenya that this anti-condom message was being spread very, very vigorously from the top levels of the Catholic Church, as you can hear from this interview when I spoke to the Archbishop of Nairobi.
The Catholic Church does not advocate use of condoms under any circumstances.
You think condoms are causing AIDS?
Yes. You give a young Kenyan a condom, for him or for her, it's a license for sexuality. They think they're protected. They're not protected. We don't use any produced condom. They should not be made at all.
After speaking to the Archbishop of Nairobi, we went out into Western Kenya, and we were pretty surprised to find Catholics in the clinic we went to relaying this message that condoms had holes in them through which the virus could percolate.
Finally, the report aired 2 weekends ago. Since that time, what reaction has it gotten?
Most of the program was not about holes in condoms. It was about this wider debate over sexual values, and this small part of it about condoms and indeed holes in condoms does seem to have caught the world's attention. And I think everybody would agree, including the Vatican and their critics, would agree that it is fortunate that this is now being debated in public, not just behind closed doors.
Steve Bradshaw, correspondent for the BBC program Panorama, thank you very much.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Thank you very much indeed.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.